As Georgia's legislative session resumes, some state lawmakers want to repeal the state's citizen's arrest law. It's come under scrutiny following the killing of black jogger Ahmaud Arbery by white men who say they suspected him of alleged break-ins in their neighborhood. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
The men charged with Ahmaud Arbery's murder say they were trying to stop him and talk to him when they pursued him through Satilla Shores, a neighborhood outside Brunswick. They told police there had been break-ins recently and that Arbery had appeared on surveillance footage. Here's how Georgia Bureau of Investigation Special Agent Richard Dial explained suspect Gregory McMichael's suspicions during a court hearing this month.
His statement to the effect is he didn't know Mr. Arbery had stolen anything or not, but he had a gut feeling that Mr. Arbery may have been responsible for thefts that were in the neighborhood previously.
When Waycross District Attorney George Barnhill removed himself from the Arbery case because his son worked with McMichael, he wrote a letter advising police not to arrest the men who've admitted confronting and shooting Arbery. Barnhill said they were likely protected by Georgia's citizens' arrest law. Here's Mercer Law Professor Tim Floyd.
The law talks about a private person may arrest an offender if the offense is committed in the presence or within his immediate knowledge.
He says it's unlikely the citizen's arrest statute applies to Greg and Travis McMichael's actions. For one thing, they never saw Arbery commit a crime. The DA now handling the case has charged the McMichaels and another man. Travis McMichael's defense attorney said in court that he acted in self-defense, but did not bring up the citizen's arrest law. Now, a bipartisan group of lawmakers wants the law off the books. Democrat Carl Gilliard represents Garden City, near Savannah.
When I looked up the law was derived in the late 1800s, so it's an outdated law.
Specifically, it passed in 1863, in the midst of the Civil War. The Emancipation Proclamation also took effect that year, and the Union Army was bearing down on Georgia. Law professor Floyd says it's not exactly clear why the citizen's arrest law was created, but there is a clear pattern in how it has been used.
Often during the lynching era, these white mobs would claim that they were exercising the right of citizen's arrest.
Floyd says they were not following the law, which requires someone who performs a citizen's arrest to promptly turn the suspect over to law enforcement. It also does not allow for deadly force. But these claims of citizen's arrests rarely made it to court.
One of the striking features about the lynching era is that the people who were perpetrated the lynchings were virtually never brought to justice, never arrested, never tried.
In a sense, the citizen's arrest law was a legal engine of the lynching era. Georgia is second only to Mississippi in the number of people lynched by white mobs. Three of those people were killed in Glynn County. In 1891, a mob of 300 people killed two black men they suspected of murder. In 1894, a mob of 100 men killed a black man accused of rape. Many people calling for justice in the February 2020 killing of Ahmaud Arbery have called his death a lynching, too. They want change beyond the murder charges for the men responsible. Representative Carl Gilliard says lawmakers should listen.
We have an opportunity right now to seize this moment and to stand for Georgia, to stand for America.
Gilliard says lawmakers may not vote on repealing citizens' arrest until next year. But he says he's optimistic there's enough momentum to pass it now during the current brief session. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.